This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the DJV program for Wednesday, January the 26th. Jennifer, did we find Jennifer?
What happened to? No, Jen's out sick.
Okay. All right, so everybody's gone except for Victoria and me.
I know you're dying to get somebody else in here, but it's just us.
No, it's just I want to have as many points of view as possible. Here's something that, I would like to have Jennifer's perspective with you on the SOB comment that Biden made referring to Peter Doocy from Fox.
You would think there's nothing else to report on.
Peter Doocy himself
said that after it happened, Biden personally called him and apologized. There's no beef. And it's, my gosh, it's unbelievable how, you know, we're just so desperate for a headline.
Right. Well, and Doocy actually, I like, what's his face better? Doocy's okay. Brian, it's just gone out of my head. He does a talk radio program after he gets off the air doing the Fox and Friends morning show. Kill me. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, God, that guy.
Yeah. No, he's a good guy, and he's much more moderate. Now, see, that's so typical of somebody who's a liberal. Anybody who's a conservative.
Oh, come on. That's not true. Jennifer's one of my closest friends on the planet. That's not true.
So, but
I will tell you off the air why I said that. I can't say it on the air.
Okay. So as long as we're in that department, one of the things that is troubling, that doesn't trouble me at all. I just find it to be, you know,
so let's make a list of things that don't trouble Doug. Steve Doocy and Biden, dwarfs.
No,
you have a whole long list of things that don't bother you.
Here's something that does bother me. The fact that iHeartRadio, which is the largest of all of the corporations that are responsible for audio in our country, whether it's podcasts, radio stations, their music festivals, all that stuff, they've become the largest. They own 980 radio stations, I think. At one point, they owned 1,200, but they sold some of the ones off that didn't, you know, produce. But meanwhile, there is a foreign investment scheme, if you will. There was a fellow, the guy who runs Liberty Media, which is a cable outfit that bought into SiriusXM. Maybe I'm just too much. This may be too much in the weeds, but guy's name is John Malone. He invested tens of millions of dollars in iHeart, buying up a lot of their stock, and he sold it late last year, I think, because they were looking at taking in money and diluting the stock value, if I understand this all correctly, with some foreign capital. Now, what does that mean? First of all, the airwaves in the United States of America need to belong to American companies. I think that's about as sacred as anything I can think of.
Well, that was the rule, right?
Yeah.
That no foreign ownership of cable, TV, or radio. When did that change? Do we know?
I think it changed at some point, and I don't hold me to this, but I think it happened early on in the Trump. Yeah, why don't you check it out? Because I'm not going to sound like I'm authoritative on that, because I can't remember when it exactly happened. I remember a couple of years ago when this was visited by another company, and they were entertaining taking Chinese money. At that time, people went apoplectic when they found out about it. And that's really the reason I'm bringing it up, is because I just think people should know what it is that influences. You know, we talk a lot about how Zuckerberg controls what's on Facebook and those two little geeks that run Google and how they control what everybody wants, to, what they think everybody should be thinking. Mm-hmm. So, and do we want that coming from somebody that's bad enough having it here, having a one-sided presentation, even though they're privately owned companies, but do we want foreign influence in ownership of media? My answer to that question is no. However, when you look at Hollywood and the movie companies, they're just loaded with Chinese money now. The Chinese are trying to get into every part of our lives and under the underpinning of our society, much of it where people grew up on radio, and certainly now we've grown up on television. You want the Chinese to control what you hear on the radio and what you see on television? I don't.
No, I fully agree.
And I don't even understand how anybody thinks that's okay. Other than people who are greedy, money-grabbing, people that all they want is their cash out.
Okay, so here's my question. I found the answer. This is, and you're right, this was February 23rd of 2017. That was when the FCC released its first decision approving 100% foreign ownership of a group of U.S. broadcast stations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, so my question is, and I did not enjoy the FCC under the Trump administration by any stretch of the imagination. I thought that the guy who was running it was just a nightmare. Anyway, but why? What is the incentive? And especially I'm surprised under a Trump agenda, which was supposed to be America first, what would be the incentive for the FCC to allow this? Are they getting money for it? Do they get a kickback? Was this some serious lobbying going on? I mean, what would be the motivation to give 100% foreign ownership to not just one station, but this was a group? Like, I don't understand that.
Well, it's money. That's all. They cash out.
But that's what I'm saying. But, like, where does the FCC make out? Do they make money from this sale?
No, they don't make any money. They have license requirements. Stations are required, I think it's every 3 years. I can't remember since I was a station owner whether it was every 3 years. We have to file a status of the station, and then there are government fees, regulatory fees, for the license. The license doesn't belong to you. The license belongs to the government, and they hand them out. So you use them, basically, and you can trade them, you can sell them to somebody else. But ultimately, right, if the government doesn't like what you're doing, they can yank your license. End of story. And they've done that.
Yeah, I still don't understand what the motivation was for them to allow this. Because prior to that decision in 2017,
bad decision.
The rule that had been in place was that you can't have any more than 25% foreign ownership.
Not one penny.
That started in 1996. That was under Clinton's Telecommunications Act.
Well, that wasn't. Clinton signed it, but that was the Markey bill. Markey was chairman. He's now senator of Massachusetts. He was congressman then. He was the chairman of the House Telecommunications Subcommittee, and he crafted himself that bill, which changed the way you get your telephone service, you get your stuff you get online. It changed the ownership rules for radio stations, so there was no limit. So before that, I think it was 8 AMs and 8 FMs, if I'm not mistaken, back in that era. Somebody who owns a station listening will correct me with an email, I'm sure. But now it's a free-for-all. You can buy as many stations as you want. iHeart, as I said a few minutes ago, owned at one point in time, I think, 1,280 stations. There are only 5,000 stations in the country, and they owned almost a quarter of them. That's very bad. Concentration, and that's where you get a lot of this talk, one-sided talk radio stuff, came from that era and that whole reality. And so the situation that we have now is that the biggest company in radio and entertainment is entertaining foreign money, a lot of it. Mm. It's on the table. So does it happen or not? Nobody said they haven't taken the check yet. But the fact even that they're considering it, they're a profitable company. I mean, there have been times because of them, or more because of that ruling, guys like me that were running independent This is back to the thing that Biden's talking about, the control of everything in the hands of a few. So now the control of radio is in the hands of three or four big companies, and the independent guys kind of get squeezed out.
It cuts down on their power and leverage. You're in that category.
Yeah,
you know,
I had five at one point in the history of this program, going back 1988. So is that 33 years? I'm in the 34th year of doing a morning syndicated radio program, and I'm proud of the record that I have. I'm proud that I'm the most senior person on the air doing a syndicated show in the country, but it hasn't been without cost, and I'm not whining, but at one point in time, before the Telecommunications Act, I had 500, and in a few short years, this thing with the people that I was working with and my own efforts, we built it up to we had 585 stations at one time. And we have half that many now. Many of the stations were the old, what iHeart used to be called, was Clear Channel. And then the stations before that were independently owned. And I was on, I think at one point in time, 45 or so Clear Channel stations. And the other company, Cumulus, I was on a couple dozen anyway of those stations. That's all gone. Because they put their own program in. They dictate to stations, you want to carry Rush Limbaugh? Then you got to carry Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and all these other stations.
Oh, yeah,
George
and then everybody
Norrie.
Ends up, every station has the
everything
same
sounds
lineup.
The same.
Yeah, it's all the
it all
same.
It all sounds
yeah.
the same.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I mean, I've been able to survive, but it hasn't been pretty since, 2008, 2009. But I do this because, A, I like it. It's a good service, I think, that we're providing for people. It's an alternative. As Mike McVay, the consultant, says, it's the other show. But I'm not going to stay away from these conversations, even though it may not be good for business. In the long run, foreign ownership of any radio station, any public media property is not good business for America. It's horrible. It's a terrible precedent. And so
part of the problem, though, and which I can understand the 25% rule, because part of the problem is that very few larger American companies are still fully self-funded. And so when you've got when you've got all these big groups coming in, hedge funds and all these things that are giving you your money to conduct your business, you're going to have foreign ownership in there. So the 25% makes sense, but 100% foreign ownership, I don't agree with that at all.
All right, 18 past the hour. A quick reminder about how you can lose weight and keep it off. How do you lose your belly fat? And the answer to that pretty quickly is a good exercise program and lots of Calitrin. Calitrin is the way to not only lose the weight, it's a long process, but a thoughtful one. But when you're done losing it, you got to keep it off. And that's where Calitrin can help. Check it all out at their website, toploss.com. Take advantage of the special deals when you're buying the product and using it. Use the discount code DJV for the new year, new you look. All of these things are available, easily attainable. Keep the weight off. It's easier than you think. Check it out, Calitrin, at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Resections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Sables.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Sables has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Sables. The Working and Learning Store ends 1/29/22.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. So I got a couple of things in the trending box here that Victoria and I are going to talk about, including the latest disaster for Peloton. It's really not only, well, hold on a second. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Remember how 15 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, I used all those savings to buy that golf club that swings for you. But now everyone who plays golf is really good because, you know, the club swings for you. In the future, which is now.
So switch to Progressive and save big because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
All right, so here we have season 6 of Billions, which aired last Sunday. And even though the main character, Axe, is gone because the fellow who played him, his wife died, he was living in England and going back and forth, and he just couldn't do that to his young children, so he opted out. Now, Damian Lewis was his name. Mm-hmm. Very good actor.
Yeah.
Very good actor. Anyway, so now they've got the guy who plays Wags, a character actor named David Costabile, who's around. You'd recognize him. He's been all in every Law and Order that there ever was. He's just very well known.
So but the character of Wags is so great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He is. Yeah. He adds all the color. But so you haven't seen the first episode yet, but I
no,
do think
but you
you're
can
gonna
spoil
like it.
It. I don't mind spoiling stuff for you, even though you.
Oh, we know you love you live to spoil.
So you can,
yes,
you can spoil this one for me. I think I heard enough and read enough about it, so I got the gist of it anyway.
Yeah. So it's about Peloton. This is the second time now that a high profile character has had a heart attack while doing a Peloton class.
Peloton must love this.
Peloton just can't catch a break. So Peloton actually. So what happens in the episode? Wags has he's doing a Peloton class, and Mike Prince, the new boss, has made them all wear like Fit Tracker rings, and so they can see that he's having a heart attack while he's on the Peloton. He's fine. They save him. You know, he's fine. But anyway, so he returns back to the office and actually says, quote, "I'm not going out like Mr. Big."
Yeah,
so it's already, I mean, there's a cross-section now of these two Peloton incidents.
Right.
And so, and only Wags can kind of deliver that line. And so now Peloton, not happy. They said that they were not aware that yet another TV character would have a heart attack on their bike. And they said, quote, we get why these fictional TV shows would want to include a brand that people love to talk about, but Showtime's use of Peloton's bike and the reference to a Peloton instructor was not a brand, product, or instructor placement, and we did not agree for our brand and IP to be used on the show.
They just bought a Peloton bike.
Well, Sex and the City bought the Peloton bike, and so Peloton was aware, and then they even let one of their instructors participate in the Sex and the City show.
Yeah.
But apparently, Billions didn't do the same due diligence.
So does that mean Peloton's
probably going to sue
them. What does that mean? They'll sue them?
Probably sue them, yep.
All right. Anyway, the best line is, "I'm not going out like Mr. Big." That is something special. It tells you the impact of that whole episode, in fact.
Right. Exactly.
28 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. If you love the sports like me, you get annoyed with your team or player. So Progressive's going to help take your mind off your team or that player for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they lost that thing recently, think about Progressive letting you compare our direct rates side by side with competitors to easily find the lowest option. Don't worry, your sports ball team or player will get it next time. Hope this distraction from Progressive about easily comparing rates was helpful to not think about that last game or match or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The International Monetary Fund is adjusting a faulty economic prediction. The IMF gives economic advice to countries around the world and monitors risk to financial stability. The Washington-based lender on Tuesday cut its global growth forecast for 2022 by half a percentage point to 4.4%. Predicted inflation in advanced economies would be 3.9% in 2022. a 1.6 percentage point higher than anticipated in October. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Noting that COVID and supply chain disruptions to the economy are not really expected to disrupt economic growth.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame added a member to its upcoming 2022 class. Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz. Left out again were Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Even as we continue to prioritize diplomacy and dialogue, we must also increase readiness. That as of now, the decision has been made to put these units on higher alert and higher alert only. No decisions have been made to deploy any forces from the United States at this time.
Spokesperson John Kirby at the Pentagon's announcement this week. Retired Air Force Brigadier General and Deputy Military Representative to NATO, Blaine Holt on Newsmax, responds to the Russian-Ukraine crisis.
NATO is making some movements. There's some donations across the alliance right now for forces. But what I think Vladimir Putin definitely understands is that we're very unpredictable in the West, and we can turn on a dime. And just because we seem to be taking one course of action, one that I would not prescribe, we can move in another direction altogether very quickly, and I know his generals apprise him of that. Well, I think we're going to have to increase our overall defense and force posture in Europe long term. We certainly have the forces that we can bring to bear to make a meaningful commitment on those borders immediately, and I do think that we should do so. There is an expectation on the Russian side that with their presentation of forces, we would. We are keeping them in a place where they see that we are militarily now moving in their direction, and they need to see that, but that's not where this avoidable war gets solved, and that is the word I would stress.
Mr. Holt also questioned the decision to move U.S. diplomatic personnel out of the Ukraine. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start. A lot of decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour, Wednesday, January the 26th, the last Wednesday, Victoria, of the month. February, Valentine's Day. Wow, that's around the corner.
It's on a Monday this year. That's a bummer.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's a bummer. Why? Because weekends are better for...
Of course.
Hoochie coochie coo.
Who wants to, you know, like, go and get all dolled up on a Monday night? That's not fun.
I don't think most people do that on a Monday night, do they?
Well, if it's Valentine's Day, sure.
Really? So you're going to have a Valentine? You'll have, of course, your husband. Now, the whole thing is out of whack. Because women are the ones who expect to get Valentine's. They never do anything for men. Men,
that's not true. We always exchange gifts.
Yeah, what? But who gets the better gift, you or him?
Lewis traditionally has gotten much better gifts than
really?
I've received. Yes. Yeah.
Janet Jackson says that her brother bullied her. Why is this coming out now? She says he called her a pig.
It's in the documentary. Children. It's the new documentary called Janet.
Yeah.
And so some of the things that have come to light in it, it airs this Friday night on A&E and on Lifetime.
Yeah.
And so I have neither of those networks because I've just been looking it up, but hopefully it'll end up on Hulu or something at some point later. But yeah, so there's a lot of stuff in there. Like, everyone always thinks of Janet and Michael being so close, and they were, but there's stuff like that, you know, of him kind of bullying her about her weight.
But
her
how
appearance.
Old was he? 12?
I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know. That's just one of the sort of lines that popped out that people are talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it's easy to take shots at people who are no longer alive. And so kind of like Carol Baskin and this trailer for Joe versus Carol. It's like a wrestling match. Kate McKinnon plays Carol Baskin.
Mm-hmm.
John Cameron Mitchell plays Joe Exotic. And Kyle MacLachlan plays Carol's husband, Howard. So she says she's looking forward to McKinnon playing her in the series. So is this going to be in movie houses? Or
Peacock.
Is this going to be on Peacock? Okay.
Yeah, it's a mini-series, so it's called Joe versus Carol. That'll be on Peacock on March 3rd. But the funny thing is, Kyle MacLachlan is perfect as her current dorky husband, Howard.
Yeah.
The guy who, like, constantly is always singing to her and professing his love to her. It's like, yeah, well, because he doesn't want to get fed to a tiger. And then the thing that's interesting on her comment, she says, you know, my fear, though, is that in the next 5 years, while people are morbidly obsessed with the plight of my former husband, Don Lewis, that we will have reached the point of no return for the planet by failing to safeguard these tigers. Okay, yeah, everyone's obsessed with Don Lewis because you fed him to a tiger. Like, it's not hard. She's kind of always like, I don't know why people care so much about my first husband. Well, his former wife and his three daughters care. They want to know what happened to their father.
Also, speaking of husbands, I think this is, I've not seen this yet. I'm looking forward to seeing the commercial that has Mila Kunis and Demi Moore in it. Mm-hmm. They were both married to Ashton Kutcher,
yeah.
And apparently that's why they're in this new commercial.
It's a really cute
ad.
Are
they friends in real life?
Well, I they're friendly enough, I guess. Mila was supposed to do this commercial, and then she found out that she and Demi, 21 years apart, they had both gone to Fairfax High School in Los Angeles.
Oh.
So the setting of the commercial takes place at like a high school reunion, and so I guess Mila had the idea. She called up Demi, and Demi said yes. And they're in it together. And I mean, I had to look up how old Demi Moore is. She's going to be 60 this year.
Yeah.
And when you
looks
see
great.
Her in this ad, she's 21 years older than Mila. She doesn't look 5 years older than Mila.
Mm-hmm.
She looks incredible.
Yeah.
But it's a cute ad. Yeah,
and by the way, she's one of the wealthiest women in Hollywood. She's been very smart with her money, investing it in land and stuff. She's worth hundreds of millions of dollars because of her intelligent... And she shared
that. Guiding her,
exactly. She shared that with Ashton Kutcher, who's one of the smartest guys. He reminds me of the old stories about Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and three or four guys that belonged to that club who bought up tons of, Gene Autry was another one, bought up tons and tons of land in Burbank to see it developed. As it was, they made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Imagine buying land back then.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this was back in the 30s and 40s. Amazing. All right.
Well, the stuff that Ashton has, Demi is really great with real estate. And I think she talked about this in her book. So she had, you know, she and Bruce Willis got very into real estate when they were married, and which is a smart investment. And Ashton is an investor in, like, the disruptors. So, like, he was an early big investor in Airbnb. I mean, look where that is now. Like, so many different things. Was it the Robinhood app? No, Acorns, which is another app that I use for money management. That's another one that he started. He has, when it comes to like apps in the digital space, he's amazing.
Ryan Reynolds is also another very smart businessman.
Yes. Yep.
And The Rock. The Rock apparently is a genius when it comes to investing. He made $84 million last year in the movies and twice that in his investments. So good for him.
Yeah.
Today is National Spouses Day. I can't speak to this with any authority. I'll leave this to Victoria. I did see a picture. I posted it on my Facebook page. One of my friends, dear friends, whose husband passed away, my neighbor, this past year, posted. She's been going through all the old pictures of parties and stuff that they had at the house. And there was a picture of me with Tony at a party in late 70s. And my hair, when you should look at it, Victoria, you'll scream with laughter when you look at my hair. And Tony's in an outfit, and it's kind of cute. But that she's the only spouse I ever had. I mean, I came close to being married a couple of times, but I didn't, thankfully, get married again. It's an institution that some people like and love, and it's good for some people. Was never any good for me. Anyway, I'll celebrate vicariously through you National Spouses Day today. It was actually established by Military Spouses Day, created back in 1984. It's celebrated on January 26th, both here in our country and in the UK. And I guess there are some other countries that celebrate it as well. We're talking about Valentine's Day. How do we compare and contrast Spouses Day with Valentine's Day?
Apparently Spouses Day, which is something new to me. I was not aware
of. Yeah, I've never heard of this before. Yeah.
I've heard of Military Spouses Day, which is a very important thing to honor when you think about, a military spouse who's non-military. It's, how different your life becomes when you marry someone who's in the military. But I was not aware of Spouses Day, but apparently it's not about gifts and stuff. It's about spending time together and carving out, just some one-on-one quality time. That's kind of what the point of the day is. And you don't have to be married. A spouse can also just be your significant other.
Yeah. All right, so
you and Daisy can have some meaningful time alone together.
No question about that. If I were going to stay on the East Coast this weekend, I'd get slammed like I did last week driving across the country because apparently there's another big storm. And this
are you
is
escaping?
All,
is that what
I'm
you're
going
doing?
To California? Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm not going to be here.
So add this. Okay, so now we're going to add to the list of things you don't care about this huge storm that's going to give us like 8 inches of snow.
I cared about the one last weekend because I had to drive through it coming back from Des Moines. But anyway, this is a powerful winter storm for those of you who are here in New England with me at the moment, anyway. In the
Mid-Atlantic
Victoria is, the storm is out in the far west, just coming, sort of blowing in. And the computer models show it as bringing a foot of snow to areas here all the way from up the coast. It's a coastal, another one of these coastal storms. And the inland areas have not had it as badly as the, we had one storm that was 6 to 8 inches along the coast. And that, when there's the wind that whips up, those coastal storms bring a lot of wind off the ocean and they really make a mess out of being along, these coastal towns. So anyway, let's see here.
They're expecting flooding in
Philadelphia.
Boston.
Yeah. Well, because of all these winds.
Low-lying,
right.
As well.
Yeah. So the coast should see 6 to 12 inches of snow. And let's see here. It's coming because there's a lot of warm water down south. This could be a system. It's like what they call a nor'easter. The combination's like the perfect storm. Storm coming from the west, storm coming from the south. So I'm getting on a plane. See you later.
That's the end of the weather report. Don't be in the storm.
That's a very good bit of advice. I'll have to take my own advice and get to it. The people in the city of Venice, one of the great cities in the world, I'll never forget the first time that I was there. I was awestruck by
what the reality is.
It's like half the city's underwater.
Yeah.
And you can't get around unless you're in a gondola, some kind of boat, to go up and down. You know, you can kind of walk in areas, but it is it's a fascinating city and how it exists. And certainly now, with people concerned about the ocean rising because of the melting of the ice blocks.
Yeah.
I wonder what happens here in 25 or 30 years. Anyway, they're having a problem with tourism. Most places would be happy to have the problem of tourism because it's great money. But there were 25 to 30 million tourists that would come into Venice every year. And as I said, they don't have many streets. They mostly are in the canals, and people are not smart about waterways. There's all kinds of pollution. If you go to Venice now, you can see the same crap in the water that every other waterway has, with people throwing plastic bottles in there and cigarette butts and food wrappers and people just in.
And all the fuel from the boats and stuff, too. It's just really
leaking.
Gross. It looks brown. Ugh.
Right. It's dirty. All right. So anyway, they have a lot of people have moved out of Venice. And they're fixing their problem by charging you to come in to the city. Kind of like London does. You know, you have to pay a $10 fee. If you want to drive your car into London every day, you got to pay a $10 fee. Because the parking is so horrendous in London, you can't get around the traffic. That's how they curbed it a number of years ago. So this is sort of out of the same playbook here. The fee, well, I don't know what the fee is, though. Is it 10
bucks? They haven't decided what the fee will be, but they're talking about it. Now, if you're actually staying in a hotel in Venice, then you won't have to pay the fee. They're really trying to cut down on day trippers.
Yeah, and, like London. Same thing.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's that. Well, last year, UNESCO put the World Heritage Committee, they actually considered putting Venice on the list of endangered heritage sites because the buildings are in bad shape, and all the weight of all those people, it's causing a lot of structural damage. You know, when you have that many people, just all the 30 million tourists a year, that's a lot of wear and tear on the city.
Remember the next to last James Bond movie with Daniel Craig when he was in Venice and the building sunk? Did you see that
was
James
that
Bond
Scepter?
Yeah, I think it was.
Spectre.
Yeah,
Spectre.
Maybe that was, was before Sky. Maybe it was. No, when was Skyfall? Was that the third one
Yes, that's the one where she dies, but I don't think Skyfall had him in Venice, though. It might have been Spectre.
No, I think it was the one before, yeah. Where the woman he loved stole the money and got lost in the. Anyway, that's Venice, and it's sort of, it was a movie, but you still, if you've never been to Venice, you can see from that, and there's a lot of other romantic movies, rom-coms, that have been shot in Venice over the years. It is a fabulous place for tourism, hotels, however, they're having a real problem because they don't know how to control it, because it's a great place to go.
Well, apparently someone suggested, I guess like the local city council had suggested putting turnstiles in, and then no one wanted that because it made it seem like Disney World.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so if you're touring, maybe you have to stay away from that city for a while. Genoa is not bad, except you got to look out for the pickpockets in Genoa and Milano. Oh, man, that's a real problem there. Otherwise, they're beautiful cities. 48 past the hour.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hello. This is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour. It's the Chuck Curry time, movie moments, the theme from The Exorcist. What announcement do you have for the fruited plane, Chucker?
Well, first of all, this day in movie history, January 26, 1974, The Exorcist, which was released in 1973, won the Golden Globe for Best Picture. Now, at the Oscars, ultimately, The Sting wound up winning the Oscar for Best Picture. Great movie, but Exorcist, to me, is one, not only one of the best horror movies ever made, it's just one of the best movies ever made. And this year, they're going to actually go into production on a direct sequel. David Gordon Green, who rebooted the Halloween franchise, and they ignored every sequel to the original 78 Halloween, just sequelized that movie. They're going to do the same with this franchise, bringing back Ellen Burstyn, who played Linda Blair's mother in the film. She was awesome in that movie. She's going to be one of the stars. She's 89 years old. So a direct sequel to the original 73 classic horror film, The Exorcist, will be produced this year, trying to get a younger generation. I don't know if that's going to work as well as Halloween, because Michael Myers, it's you just see him all the time on Halloween on TV. I think it's more generational. I don't know how many people 20, 25 years old have seen The Exorcist from 73. They should, but I don't know if they have. So Victoria might be better off answering the question.
Seeing the original is different from, like, caring how they're going to reboot it. Because I know a lot of people who have seen The Exorcist, and everybody loves it, but no one needs another one. Like, Halloween, I agree with you, it's very easy to continue that storyline, and they've done it the right way. But I don't know. The Exorcist and Linda Blair's not in it. I don't know. It seems strange.
Who cares? Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I do care. I just want to point that out.
Sorry. I didn't mean to be dismissive of you.
I know we always butt heads on the horror stuff, but it's more than a horror movie. I just say it's more than a horror movie, Doug. Really? Give me that.
It's a horrible horror movie.
No.
The Exorcist is great.
Mila Kunis, who is a good actress and movie star in her own right, with Demi Moore. You know what they have in common, Chucker?
Sure, they were both married to the same person.
Right, Ashton Kutcher. So now they're in a new commercial. It's going
not
to be
at the same
Super
time,
Bowl.
Differently, but go ahead.
No, yeah, exactly. They're going to be in a commercial that's going to be on the Super Bowl for AT&T. And
it looks like it'd be
a lot of fun because the two of them are kind of having fun with each other. Being married to Ashton Kutcher. But it was, I don't know. It's just kind of neat. I thought that was cool.
It's a good ad.
Here's an interesting. I got an interesting movie note here. Ron Howard has a movie coming out. They're going to put it at a November 22nd release date because this movie is called 13 Lives. He did a movie about the rescue workers a couple of years ago who rescued or tried to rescue 12 boys and a soccer coach in a flooding cave in Thailand.
Oh yeah, the cave. Right. Remember that?
That was the hugest story.
My gosh.
They did a test screening, and this movie tested better than any other movie in the history of MGM, which is
really
impressive.
Wow.
Yes, so they feel it stars Viggo Mortensen, Colin Farrell, and the test screening was through the roof. So they feel they got a movie that's going to be a high-profile film come Oscar season this year, later in the year. So it's going to be released in November. That's good for Ron Howard because he's a great director, hasn't had a big hit in quite some time. One other bit of movie news or TV news, Josh Duhamel, who co-starred with James Caan on the show Vegas. I like him. He's appealing. He's done a lot of stuff. He will be the new male lead in Disney Plus's Mighty Ducks TV show.
Really?
Season 2. What happened? Emilio Estevez left. There's a split reason why he left. Some said because he didn't want to get vaccinated, and Disney policy is you got to get vaccinated. Others say he just didn't want to pursue the character anymore. But I like that pick. I think Josh Duhamel's a likable guy. So
he's super cute. He'll be great with Lauren Graham, who's the other lead.
Isn't he married to Fergie?
I agree.
No,
he was, but he just got
good trivia, but he just got re-engaged to someone else. Yeah.
Netflix has unveiled the first trailer for a new comedy series called Murderville. You heard about this, Chucker?
I did not see it. No, I didn't. Who's in it?
Will Arnett.
It's a revolving cast, and so it's kind of interesting. So Will Arnett, who was on SNL, this is the American version of this. It's called Murder in Successville in the UK, and so Will Arnett and the regular cast are detectives, and they have a series of celebrities: Annie Murphy from Schitt's Creek, Conan O'Brien, Ken Jeong, Marshawn Lynch, Sharon Stone. They come in as for each episode, it's one new person, but that person. Person
cool.
doesn't
it's
know
murdered?
The script. No, that person doesn't know the script and has to follow along. And it's like partially improvised, but it's kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm. So the celebrity guest is the only one who's not in on it.
Oh, really?
See, Doug, we got to get on the elevator of streaming. It's the way to go.
Yeah.
Really? I'm getting on the elevator to get out of town. All right, Chugger. Thank you. Chuck Curry here, Movie Moments, Victoria and Doug, 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.